this is Yada KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chabane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni nonke. Elam ikama ngukaraboko Daniels.
Goeiemiddag allemaal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ke rata ho lakaletsa bomme le basadi kgwedi entle e atlehileng.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndilapha nje ndizonqonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi yabasekhini.
Ali pragtige vroue 'n gelukkige vroue maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women, may we know them, may we be them and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Welcome back to another epic and beautiful episode, honey, from the weekday shake. And elami kama kuvuyelwe to walk one day, but now to be your joy. And honey, as you always like to know it, Madiba's Radio, we bring you all the engagement that you need. The best youth station in and out of the bay, honey. But I'm never riding solo. I'm with my partner in crime.
Hello, everybody. My name is Tsuko Kitello Ndlovu. I like to call myself the brightest star on podcast. One Clicks is on your airwaves, and nothing will ever be the same. And I'm so excited for this episode.
Same. It's about to eat.
It's about to,
it's about to eat another day, another dollar, a samba siyabo bone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're talking all things womanhood as we're closing this month off on beautiful notes. I really love August.
Like, August is one of the best months of the year.
It really is. Like, guys, the beauty of women. Let's
literally
talk about that.
Like, that's like iconic.
Iconic. Like, now, if I can ask you on the spot, who's like the one woman that really like inspires you?
On a more personal level or on a more professional level?
Both.
On a personal level, I would probably say like my mom and my sisters, because they just really are so iconic. Like, especially my mom, she's just so like driven and caring, and just she knows how to get things done. Like,
oh, she is that girl.
She is that girl.
Yeah, period, period. You know? Shout out, mom.
And on a professional level, there's so many, because like, for example, like I do listen to a lot of music, and like 99% of my playlist is women.
Oh,
like, I don't really listen to men that much.
I wonder what's up with that.
I also wonder, because it's like,
I mean, I think it's the element of women bringing life to something.
Yes.
You
like,
see?
They just do it differently.
Exactly.
Like, the pop stars. Like, they just kill it. Like, they just give a show. And even in the professional space, like, whether it's in business or engineering or whatever industry, one thing about women, they're always
they will get it done, like, honey. And you know, I would say like one of like the people that really inspire me, I would definitely say it's my mom on a personal level.
Yeah.
My mom, that woman, what a star. What a star you are, Mansundu, wherever you are. I love you and I appreciate you so much. And on a more professional level and in terms of like who I look up to, oh my gosh, it has to be Mama A. I call her Mama A. It's Maya Angelou.
Ooh.
Maya Angelou, what a woman. What a woman that you are. What a woman that you were and still continuing to be.
Like, Maya Angelou is a legend.
She is.
Like,
will forever be remembered.
And, like, one thing about her is that she's just made so much impact, but has still stayed true to herself.
Yeah.
And that's something that I feel like we should always have in life.
True.
To stay true to yourself and like not compromise for the industry or not compromise because other people may have opinions, considering how like at the end of the day when it comes to sometimes society can restrict a lot of women, and it's you know, let's not do that.
Crazy enough, literally yesterday I had a beautiful interaction with the amazing, the gorgeous, the most talented woman, Uma Sasa. And she said, you know, there's nothing more beautiful than you just showing up as you. Because nobody can do it like you.
Literally. And that's, I feel like that's a quote of the decade.
Like, nobody can do it like you. So wherever you are and whoever is listening to this, nobody can do it like you do.
Literally.
I don't want another Tigo. Like, I don't want another Vuyo. Be you. Show me who Umbali is. Show me who Tepo is. Show me who Ubandile is. Whoever you are, be you. And show up as you boldly so.
Definitely, like, because if you try to be somebody else, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work, honey. It's not going to work.
Hey.
Taking us to our first segment, actually, where we're talking about all the boss babes that are killing it in the industry, son. All women are always serving. And in the words of Zosbini Sana, take up space.
Period.
And they literally are taking space. So the first woman that we are shining the spotlights on, or beaming the spotlight, is a Candid Candy.
It's a
tongue twister. I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just like, I don't want everyone to get it like that.
True. Like, only the special people.
And
like,
I think we did.
No, like, we killed it.
Known as Candace Swanepoel.
Ooh. Now, Candace Swanepoel, listen, the cameras love her.
She is the icon.
She's a trailblazer, actually, in the fashion entertainment industry. She's worked with brands such as Michael Kors, Givenchy, GQ, like Versace. Imagine, like...
Do you understand how prestigious those brands are?
Like, they are, like, the best of the best.
I swear, I would die if somebody got me a Michael Kors. Like, I love me some good handbags, okay?
Because...
The fact that she's an ambassador for that, even, like,
it's
wow.
It's crazy, actually. It's crazy. And, like, she's also the first South African model to walk for Victoria's Secret fashion show.
That's crazy.
It is.
Do you understand how big that is?
Because we know that, you know, internationally as Africans, sometimes it can be hard to cross the border in that sense. So the fact that she was like, listen, I'm a trailblazer. I'm going to do it, you know?
It's so beautiful, again, seeing women taking up space, but not only within South Africa. And challenging themselves to get out there.
True.
And know that they can change the narrative for South African women.
Because at the end of the day, South African women are the icons.
They are just that girl.
Like,
they really are that girl.
Like, they literally kill it hard. Which also leads us to our second woman, actually. That we all know.
Make me sweat. Make me water. Make me lose my breath. Oh, if you dare comment on our singing, we're coming for you.
Oh, I feel like these are vocals.
These are vocals,
buddy. Albums are coming soon.
Radio broadcasters, podcasters, singers. What more do you want?
How? Like, multi-talented.
Oh, the iconic history-making Tyler.
Like, what do you even say about Tyler at this point? Because
she's a queen.
Literally.
She's a queen in the entertainment industry, specifically in the music industry. Oof. Killing it. I would definitely say my top two, Uncle Waffles, Tyler.
Yes. Like, those two just kill it.
They are changing the narrative in terms of, one, the industry, or the music industry, entertainment industry, right? And someone was speaking about, I think it was Kamompelo.
Oh, yes.
You know the TikTok sound that's now trending? Yeah. Shy, but yes.
Like that one.
Her. So then she released a music video, right? And people were just commenting on, wow, these three women, specifically Kamo, Uncle Waffles, and obviously Tyler, which we were speaking about. These three women are the only women that are still maintaining the beauty and the art of the music industry.
True.
Especially when it comes to videography and choreography as well. Like, it's just thinking out of the box and also bringing in the South African element.
Because I do feel like one thing about South African creativity, it's unmatched.
Yes.
Like, it's so unmatched.
And sure.
To see that on an international level.
It's so beautiful to watch. And shout out to our girl, Tyler. Like,
literally,
you are telling us that it's possible, queen.
We can also be international pop stars.
And you know what I love about her? She is so chill.
Like,
she is so chill.
Like, she don't care.
She don't care. She's like, what you gonna do? Just make it happen.
Like,
and you know what? I love that because it's really that simple.
Like, just make it happen.
Just do it.
Just vibe.
Like,
you know?
Just do it. Like, well, it's not that deep. Just do it.
And like, even with all of the criticism and the hate she gets online, it's like, she doesn't let it get to her where it's like, now she feels to change her identity and now be like, you know, conform to American standards. She's like, I'm South African. I'm who I am. And this is what I'm gonna do.
You know, I have to say this. I love my girl.
Oh.
I love my girl.
Popular opinion incoming.
I love her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But my girl, when you put out that statement, why did you do that?
You know, from a business perspective, I understand why. It's a bit tricky now.
You know why I don't like it? I love my girl, Tyler.
Yeah.
I love her down, okay? And I personally think from all the hate that she's been getting, I wanted her to stand 10 toes on the fact that I'm South African, colored woman.
True.
And that's just that. That's on period. Business level and even just for her.
Yeah.
whether you choose to work with her again or you don't like her again, but stand on who you are. Never like compromise. Conform to what other people are saying and what they want you to be. So when that statement was released, it felt like, okay, I'm trying to please all of y'all. Now calm down.
And it's like, even there, it did more damage than good.
Yeah.
Now people are still trying to poke holes in statement. And
so it's like, the thing is, people will never stop talking.
True.
It's like the whole concept of people using Ozempic now. You use Ozempic, or you get skinnier. Why are you not eating? And then once you're eating, you get thicker, and that's also a problem.
Like, it's like you can't win on both sides.
So just be you.
You know?
And if they like you, they like you. They don't like you, they don't like you. So, girl, I love you. Like, I really love you. And I just want you to, you know, like, just stand your ground, ma'am. Mm. Like, I love you, queen.
Because at the end of the day, she eats.
And she eats.
Even, like, with the whole, like, scandal about how in Brazil, like, she got carried out of the club and stuff like that. We don't really know what went down there.
And we don't care.
You know, because we got to live our lives sometimes.
Exactly. And like, she's a person of Doral.
At the end of the day, because she was actually the first one in an entry into the Billboard Hot 100.
Ooh.
Like, with Water peaking at number 8.
Sure. That was a killer, though.
That was a killer.
It was a killer, very different, very unique in terms of, like, South African music.
And she's also a Grammy winner as well. Best African performance.
Period.
Period. And she also hosted the Kids' Choice Award. When have you ever seen a South African host an international award show?
Yeah, that should tell you enough.
True.
3 wins at once, and that's probably not even the only wins, mind you. These are just like the little things we're trying to put out there. There's probably more that she's done.
Like,
so shout out to our boss, babes.
Like, shout out to her, because she's just truly an icon.
What a boss, babe. And mind you, she's very young.
Literally, like,
she's very young.
So she's really doing all of this now. Imagine 5, 10, 15
years from now. Later.
Like, I'm pretty sure she's going to have, like, a very long career.
Dude, it's giving young Beyonce.
Yes.
Like, a career from a very early age.
Age 2.
And Beyonce's still an icon to this day. I love the fact that even, like, I know people will always comment on the fact that, oh, we want the old Beyonce, da-da-da-da-da. But people change, and artists change. Whether you vibe with the music or not, that's really your choice.
True.
But she's still an icon.
At the end of the day, you can't take that away from
you
her.
You can't. Like,
come on now.
And that's what I see for Tyler as well, that, like, she is evolving, and she'll continue to evolve in the space.
Definitely.
And she will stay, because I know also people have a lot to say about the fact that, well, she even lost in the industry.
And that's a hot topic. They're just like, nah, after Water, you know, she's not gonna chart again.
But she came back.
Literally.
Pushed to start.
Pushed to start. Like, that video. Oof.
You know.
Like,
all the choreography. Yo, I'm telling you, when now we wanna do a dance after this.
Literally.
We're gonna be breaking it down. That's Tyler. Shout out, my babe Tyler. You're doing an amazing job. You're killing it in the industry, honey. And you know what? We want our ladies to also comment down. Like, who are your boss babes?
Mm.
The people that, like, you really look up to, people that you see killing it in the industry, whatever industry that may be, whether it's business, whether it's tech, whether it's in agriculture, engineering, doctors, anything, really.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, they're always trailblazing and they're always making, like, a change in the industry. Mm-hmm. And it must go noticed. Like,
of course.
It must always be noticed. Because even another woman, iconic woman we have,
yes.
Tuso Mbedu.
Oh.
Like.
Mother.
Like.
General. Queen. King, when are you on Kinto? Oh, what a queen, what a queen, what a queen.
Like, one thing when it comes to South African acting, you have to mention her name.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah, she's one of... Ooh, wait, trick question. What's like your top 3 favorite female or woman in the acting space?
Ooh. Now, from a local sense...
Well, you can put all...
Like, mixing together.
Yeah, you can mix top 3.
Okay, I would say Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah.
I would also say Connie Ferguson.
Sure, yeah.
And then 3rd one, I really like Margot Robbie. So I'll put her, but I also really like Kiki Palmer.
Ooh.
Like, Kiki is just, she just kills it. And I love her personality.
She's just that girl.
She's just
I'm
that
trying
girl.
To act like her right now. She really is that girl.
Like, she is really that girl. And what would you say are yours?
I would say Nomza Mabatha at one.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Queen Nandi on Shaka Ilembe, and listen, she kills that role. Not even that, but like she even used to act in
Isibaya,
you know, as Uthandeka. Killed it. Killed it, and she's known for that meme where she's like, you know, if you get it and once you have a man, hey, you know what it is like if you are Jola. If I'm Jola, we're sorry. Sorry. Sorry, sweetie. But it has to be Nomzamo.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Tusombedu. Amazing. She's iconic. She even acted in Isithunzi. Imagine. You know, Isithunzi went on to The Woman King.
Railroad.
Like, she's done a lot within the industry. And these are all women that I really genuinely feel like are changing the narrative within the acting space. And then the third one that I would say is definitely Masasa.
Ooh, that's a good
Masasa is amazing at what she does. How confident she is in front of the camera. You can see that she's just in love with theater.
And like the craft behind it is just so like amazing, because we really love actors who really respect the craft. Mm. Like when they say, I'm acting today, they are acting.
And they put in their all. Mm. And even as I was talking to her, like, oh my goodness. Oh, what a woman. What like, a woman. You can see that even in the roles that she chooses, it's so her.
Literally.
It's so her, even though she speaks about the fact that she really tries to explore other avenues when it comes to characters and learn new things and be another person, you know, experiment all those things, but it's all within her.
True.
And that's what she loves tapping into. And I think that's the beautiful part of even shining like a light upon our actresses, you know, about Tsusombedu, as we said, that are really putting themselves out there. Because if I'm not mistaken, Woman King was crazy.
It was amazing.
It was crazy.
Like,
you had to put yourself in that position. And apparently, when you get into the acting space, you really have to tap into your emotions.
True. You have to really go there.
Yeah. You really have to get into that space where you get into the character's shoes. If this was you, how would you act it out? And the fact that she did that, icon.
Like,
icon.
Like, just perfectly even. It's like, wow. She did an Oscar for that.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, she was even with Viola Davis.
Which is also another legend.
Sure. That should tell you enough that she is definitely a boss babe.
Like, Viola Davis?
Viola?
Ooh.
Yeah. You ate that up. You ate that one thing.
So it's interesting to see how, like, all of these different women are really, like, trailblazing in their different industries. And it's just so amazing to see how the world is changing. And,
constantly.
And with that change, we're all evolving, and women are specifically taking the lead and being like, listen, we're writing our own narrative, and we don't care what society says. We don't care about the limitations. We're going to continue to just do what they need to do.
And if I may ask you, putting you on the spot, and as we close off the segment, what is the one thing that you would say to women out there, knowing very well that you find comfort in your mom, you find comfort in your sisters, you know, there's family as well that surrounds you, and then there's even people that you look up to, whether it's lecturers, people that have had an impact, or friends, colleagues, whatever. What would you say to the women out there, knowing these people on a personal level, as we wrap up Women's Month?
Ooh, I love that question. What I would personally say to, you know, all the women out there is continue to be yourself. You know, as you spoke about before, being yourself and really, like, truly honing in on what makes you is honestly a beautiful thing. And I feel like that's something I've learned with all of the women in my life. They're just effortlessly themselves. And it's just so beautiful to see. And not only are they themselves, they encourage other people to be themselves. Mm. To not have to, you know, hide yourself or, you know, be or do this, you know. It's like, just be you. Just do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid. Be fearless.
Yeah.
Because the world is your oyster.
At the end of the day. I love that.
The world is your oyster. You can do anything.
Really, really love it.
Shoot for the stars, as they say.
Literally, shoot for the stars. Because what else? Like, what are the odds?
Literally.
And what bad thing can happen?
You know, like,
you literally, the worst thing that can happen is you getting a no.
And that's okay.
And then what? Like, life doesn't end.
You know, you try again, you move on. And
we try again and again and again and again. And again.
And eventually it'll work. Or sometimes it works the first time.
You know?
So
and that's just the beauty of life, even.
Like, and that's one thing I love about life.
Beautiful.
Like,
what a beautiful concept. I know my dad always loves to say that one thing about life is, you know, you always want this rigid plan and you want it to go like this and like that. But imagine if life was just like that, how plain and boring we would tell stories to our children.
Like, it'll just be very, like, redundant and just be like, oh, okay, you did that.
Yeah,
like,
imagine all of us in this room, we all have the same story. Oh, yeah, I went to primary school. Oh, I went to creche primary school, and then I went to high school, and then I went to university. And then I graduated, and then, yeah, got a job, and then, yeah, afterwards, yeah, just made babies, and, yeah, became a grandparent, and I died. Yeah.
Like, it's just like, okay, where's the spice?
And then you ask me and I say, oh, yeah, I also went to creche. I went to primary. And then you're like, oh, so we live the same life? Yeah, we live the same life. Oh.
Okay.
That's nice.
True. That
you know, like, but like, I want you to tell me, what happened in creche? Did you feel like in creche you were like the odd kid that was left out? And then when you got to primary school, I was bullied. And I thought this and this and this, I don't belong in this space. And when I went to high school, I finally found my voice. I got to high school, I'm now the girl that is achieving all their goals, blah, 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 blah. But right after that, I actually failed. Ooh. I didn't get into uni. Now you're giving me a story to tell. Do you understand how your life is a testament?
Oh, I love that word, testament.
Your life is a testament on a daily basis. On a daily basis, your story could literally change the other person's life.
And I feel like it's also the journey that matters, exactly. Not the end destination. Because throughout the journey, you just experience different things, the highs, the lows. And whilst you're driving, you're like, oh my word, like, the flowers are beautiful. And like when you're like, the destination, I need to get there. It's like, because at the end of the day, once you get there, it's like, okay, I've gotten there. What next?
What next? You know, you don't even take a moment to pause at, oh my goodness, I actually met such beautiful souls as I was going through that process. Yeah, I reached the goal and I'm grateful that I reached the goal. But wow, I met Tigo. What a beautiful soul. He changed my life, actually. Like, he brought so much personality into my life. And I remember that when I was crying, he would always bring me cupcakes.
You know?
Like, all it's the journey, the process behind it, that, wow, it took me all of this. I met such beautiful people. I went through beautiful states in my life. And I made it to here. We're not taking away from the beauty of the achievement. Come on.
Like
the end goal is always amazing.
Like, we always love the end goal. Like, we just love to be like, ooh, I made it. And you revel in it and be like, yes, I did that, you know?
It's beautiful. Do that. But also enjoy life. Like, enjoy life. Live in the moment. Be you and live fully. Because I don't think there's anything more beautiful than that. And I think the most important thing as well to take away is, remember that other people would love to live the life that you want to live, or that you're living.
Like, that's actually quite powerful.
Like, they would really want to be having fun. They would want to be here.
Right
speaking
now.
Speaking onto this mic right now.
You know, and having a good time. And you know, having great conversation.
Literally. Or just hanging out by the crawl.
Ooh, and the crawl's a vibe.
You know? Like, beaming and just sitting in the sunlight. You know, they would just want that. So your life is not plain and boring. You are doing you, and that's just okay.
And it's, I think, as you say, it's okay. And we love it.
We love it. We love a still life. Me, personally, I love stillness, okay? I love taking it slow. I don't want the rush.
Yeah. It can get too much.
It can get a bit too much.
And you can get lost in the rush.
Yeah.
You can be like, what is going on to me? Yeah. Things are going on. Where still moments allow you to, you know, maybe take a step back and really find yourself, come back to yourself and really be like, oof, like,
yeah, return to self.
You know, because that's very important in this life, especially as adults where, you know, we're constantly changing. The world is changing. Our circumstances are changing. The returning to yourself concept is vital.
Because if
you don't return to yourself at sometimes, hey.
Who will?
True.
And also you find yourself pouring into other people. Are you even pouring into yourself?
We don't want an empty cup, you know, at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So,
you know? And I would definitely say that my closing note to women as we end off Women's Month would be, I have a lot to say.
Preach it.
I have so much to say. But I think more than anything, I would say to women, or what I would want to say is, leave your mark. Leave your mark, whatever that mark looks like to you. If your mark looks like very soft, subtle girl, be that. If you are the strong, bold girl who takes up space, be that. But leave your mark. Wherever you go, leave your mark. When you speak to people, leave a mark. When you interact with someone outside, leave a mark. It's called aura. It's called energy.
Ooh.
That's what it is. And that's what you want to be. You know how people say, oh, you lost aura points. Yeah. You don't want to be you don't want to be that person. You know, you want to be that person where it's like, oh, damn, like, okay. 10,000 auras on you. Like, this girl. Yeah, you really are that girl, you know. So I would definitely say leave your mark.
Ooh, I love that message.
Leave your mark. However that mark is, leave that mark.
Because at the end of the day, everybody's truly unforgettable.
Yeah.
You know, we must always be unforgettable because we're all different and we're all unique in our own way. So being unforgettable and making a difference in somebody's life, it's powerful. It's
very powerful. And also remember, also in making your mark, right, not everyone is going to like you.
True.
Not everyone is going to like you making your mark and the way you make your mark. And that's okay. They're not for you. It's cool. You'll find your tribe. You'll find your people. Be okay with you being the way that you are, and the right people will find you and the right people will gravitate towards you.
And not having to like fit into spaces that are like having to compromise yourself and just be there like, yeah, no, this is not the vibes, child. So when you finally like find the places that really suit you and the people who really love and appreciate you, it's actually quite a beautiful thing.
It is.
Because you're like, wow. Is this what life is?
It is. Like, and also, just bringing us now to our last and most sentimental and beautiful segment that we are calling the Ladies Round Table, honey. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes. And of course, we have three amazing women in studio today. Listen, firstly, I'm loving the fits. Like, the fits are eating.
Trip down everything.
So, of course, we're going to introduce each and every one because not only are they icons here at Madiba's Radio, but they're trailblazers of our society.
The boss babes as well, honey.
Of course, right next to me, I have Miss Vuyole too. Like, you know, you've been hearing her voice.
You've heard me. Like, but like, we have other beautiful voices coming through.
Hello.
Hi. This is also a crossover, you guys.
The crossover episode you never knew you needed.
Exactly.
And y'all didn't even have to ask.
Yes.
So if you do not recognize my voice, I am Sherith Lucas, one of the voices of Diva Drive, and I'm so excited to be here.
We love having
you here. My colleagues, thank you for inviting me, man.
Truly an honor.
We are very honored.
Ma'am, they heard your voice, but like, who are you?
Okay. And of course, I am Uyamkele Xatyana, but Miss Yams XTU, one of the Diva Drive presenters. And we're very honored to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Listen, when I said we're going to have this ladies round table, I said, I need specific women.
Oh,
right.
Tell us about it.
I need specific women for
Preach,
this.
Ma'am.
Because what we want to go for is a very intimate, very close-hearted, safe space, but also fun and getting to know what womanhood is like, right? Mm-hmm. And in this segment, we're getting into all things womanhood, sisterhood. What is it like to be a woman, black woman, colored, you know, wherever you are in the space, we're getting into it and we're getting into all the nitty-gritties that maybe one is actually looking for. You know, out there. And especially as young black kids that are growing up, still finding their voice out there, we're here to share our opinions and we're here to raise awareness even on womanhood.
And it's so, like, inspirational to see because all three of you have done amazing things, actually. Like, all been trailblazers.
Period.
But to start off, like, I first actually want to ask you guys, how has your week been? You know, it's been a long week. It's been, we've experienced a lot. So I just want to really start on emotional level.
Yamkela, what?
Yamkela's face, guys. Yes.
Hey.
Guys, I for one have the longest weeks. Mm. I was writing Wednesday. I was writing Thursday.
Yo.
It's never a good week if I'm writing because I have to be up to date. I have to be there.
Yeah.
I have to be here at the radio station. I have to be writing. I have to be studying. So it's always a lot for me, but we're here.
We show up.
We show up. Yeah. Yes, yeah. We have to. How's your week been, Cherif?
My week, ne? The week was a long week.
Yeah.
And it's only Friday now. It's only Friday. But honestly, today. I feel like today really did change my week around. It really turned around what was happening because it was tests, it was studying. Like Angela said, I had to be present. You know, like you're thinking, oh, you know what? No classes today. I'm going to take a break.
No break.
This week was the time I really had to be present, attending every single class. And then, you know, Vuyo, darling, she takes me and she's like, let's do something. And I'm like, you know what? Yes, let's do something.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for honoring the invite. And they honored it because they look amazing.
Literally.
Like beautiful, gorgeous, fashionistas, honey.
And this is not going to be the first and the last time.
It's not the last
time.
We're
going to come again.
These are the women that we needed. Okay?
Yeah, period. That's on period.
Like, we love to see it. We love to see it. Now, you guys mentioned like academics and varsity and just, you know, experiencing what it means to be a student. So I want to find out from you, like, what does it mean to be a woman in 2025? A young woman specifically, for you personally.
Honestly, being a woman in the society is quite, things are fast-paced now. It's very modern. And I feel like my main purpose for me, what I decided to do, especially during university. I started university and I was like, what? Who am I going to be? You know, who am I? It's that time of your life when you're trying to think, what is my purpose and what do I want to lean into? Who do I want to become as a person? And I had to decide, Sherit, this is what you want to do. So I want to be that soft person. I want to be that kind person. Something about me is that I love talking to people. I'm such a social butterfly. I love yapping. So I feel like, you know, I leaned into it.
That's why you're here, babes.
But hey, for me, that's a secret, guys. I'm a yapper. But for me, being a woman is really just sharing my feminine energy with people, making people smile and giving them kindness whenever I see them. When I'm talking to someone and I leave them behind, I want them to smile. I want them to think, damn, she really lit up my day. She really put a smile on my face.
You want
to
make an impact.
Yeah, to me, that's the type of woman that I want to be.
And can I just say that you are already. You are already.
I'm blushing.
You definitely are.
And of course, for me, being a woman, I'd say, first and foremost, being a woman is a beautiful concept.
Oh,
oof.
It's such a beautiful concept. Every day you wake up, look in the mirror, and you see such a beautiful image. And you know that you're going out there and make the most out of who you are, become the woman that you want to become in the next upcoming years.
Yeah.
And adding on to that, I'd say for me, I want to make an impact as well. I'd like to leave an impact. I'd like to be remembered as someone who you once met, you always remember. I leave that, whatever you call it, I'd like to leave it. I'd like to be remembered for kindness. I'd like to be remembered for resilience. I'd like to be selfless, man.
Yeah.
I want to be feminine, like my feminine energy be transferred to others.
Yeah.
I don't want to be... Yeah, I don't want to be that woman that is remembered for not being able to be there for other women, you know? I want to be that, a girl's girl.
A girl,
yeah, well,
girl.
Girl.
Oh, we love girl girls. Yes, we love girl
definitely.
Girls. I think for me, this is a tricky question. Oh my gosh, actually. But I want to start it here that my name says it all. I asked my parents, why did you only give me like one name? And they said, because it's what we wanted for you. it speaks of who you are. And I said, our happiness. They're like, no, you're not our happiness. You are our joy. And I said, isn't that like the same thing, like happiness and joy? They're like, no, happiness is temporary. Happiness is based on circumstances, whereas joy is something that never is taken away from you.
Wow.
And that's how you are. You are our joy, right? So that's why I always like to say that now to be your joy. So that is really the impact that I really want to give to people, to be your joy in whatever way that looks like, whether it's sharing laughters, whether it's us conversing, whether it's being here on the mic, you know, because I love the space, whether it's in a room full of beautiful people always. And that's just really the space that I enjoy being in. But most importantly, really tapping and changing the narrative around womanhood, because I really don't like the whole narrative of imbogodo. Yeah. That's just a personal opinion, because imbogodo says you have to be strong. You can't feel. You can't tap into your emotions. Whereas I always think of women as such a nurturer, an emotional being, and that's how I'm naturally created to be. And then you say to me that I should close all of that, you know, but that's how I am. I'm a nurturer. I give birth. Mm-hmm. I take care. Mm-hmm. I'm the source of life as well. So why should I then restrict myself and hold back from everything? I want to be that every single day.
Oof. Like, this is actually so powerful, and I love all you guys' answers, because it's so vulnerable and just shows the multitude and the complexities and the beauty that actually is being a woman, especially in the society in 2025, and to see like the experience of like different experiences of like who you are now, who you were, who you're going to become is actually amazing to really think about. But I want to ask, like, how would you say, like, compared to yourself, like your younger self, what would you tell your younger selves?
Therapy.
getting deep.
Therapy session.
I think I'll go first.
Yeah.
I think you're all putting me on the firing line today. But yeah. I would tell her, be patient. I think from a young, like since I was young, I've been that kid to always be in a rush. I've always been surrounded by people who are older than me. Cousins, friends. I started school a year earlier, so everyone was older than me. I've been doing milestones that I was waiting patiently for. Like, I was on my stoop, like, hey, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do that? You know, like, everyone's getting there and I'm waiting. So I really had to learn how to be a patient person, you know. When am I going to finish school? Honestly, I'm gonna be so honest. I hated high school. I was like, look here, I need to study.
Okay, so but who really actually enjoyed high school? Let's talk about that.
Honestly, right?
Like, I feel like high school
it was crazy.
Yeah, devil.
Yeah, and I think the most difficult.
High school was not that bad.
Yeah.
What
role were you in high school? Were you the slay queen, popular gal? What was your...
I was just a reserved girl, your street girl, your prefect, everything. I wanted to be perfect. I'm not playing. I'm not smiling.
Really? Mm. So you didn't have difficulties in friendships and whatever, all the drama.
Man, grade 8.
Of course, grade 8.
Like, all day.
Yeah, grade 8 is a fever dream. Mm-hmm. It was a fever dream, I'm glad. Every night, hell. I'm like, what grade am I in? Am I done? But yeah, like, I was really always in a rush. And I think I also got that from my dad. Mm. He, from a very young age, wanted to work. He was like, no, I'm done with this. Let me start doing, like, something big. But yeah, be patient. I would have told her, be patient. And also, don't be concerned with what's around you. I would have definitely told myself, because comparing myself to others was such a thing that such a big thing that I did when I was younger. Honestly, compared every little thing about myself, and I think that's how insecurity started forming, you know. And I wasn't feeling confident anymore. I think at some stage I lost my confidence. And then university came and I was like, wow, there's so many different people here. Surely I can confidently be myself and be unique.
Yeah.
And I started, you know, just living the way I wanted to be, look the way I wanted to look, you know, and started loving myself.
Mm.
And the confidence just naturally came. And of course, Medivas Radio also affected me in the best way possible. I feel like if I had an opportunity to tell myself that this was going to happen, it would be the first thing. If I were to see little Sheridan be like, she's asking, yo, what's happening? God, I would have told you, Medivas Radio. God is waiting for you. You know, you're going to have your voice and you're going to be so confident and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
For me, I'd say to my younger self, we're getting there.
Oh.
We're almost there. Even though I never dreamt that I would be where I am now, it's not what I wanted, but it's better. It's even better than what I wanted.
What you thought of, what I thought.
Exactly. Ooh. So I would say we're getting there, and yeah, we're getting it. We're nearly at the finishing line. And looking back to my previous circumstances, I would say we're nearly there. We're really there. I don't have much, but we're really there.
I love that. Oh, my goodness. I would definitely say to my younger self that, girl, relax. 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 It's really not that deep. Because tell me why, ever since I was a young kid, my mom always says this, that when you're tired of stress,
Not more than me.
Girl.
Not more than me.
I mean, like, I needed everything to be perfect. And I'm not even playing when I say I needed it from a very young age. So I was always that girl that was like, I have to take up all leadership roles.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be that girl. Okay. And when I do it, it has to be perfect. I literally said when we got to studio that everything needs to be perfect.
Yeah.
It needs to be perfect. But that for me, I'll tell her that, girl, relax, because I had no business being that serious from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was literally just 10, 12, 13, 16, and I was so serious about everything, which is not a bad thing, because I'm really glad that I was strict about those things. I was perfectionist at those things as well, but relax, everything will fall into place. Like, everything, what's meant for you is for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to do too much. You don't have to be putting in a lot of effort. You've got this. You know, I think that's definitely what I would say to her. Like, girl, relax. You've got this.
You've got this.
Like, I'm speechless, honestly, because, like, all of the answers were so beautiful and insightful. And just hearing you guys is, like, different experiences and how you've grown as people and, you know, from as a child. Because, you know, being a child is hard. Especially a woman. There's challenges that are, like, even greater than anything. Because it's, like, child, already society is, like, hey, what's going on? So now having to deal with that, plus your own personal struggles and still being able to persevere at the end of the day is, like, very beautiful. And one thing I've noticed is, like, how the three of you have gotten to a point in your life of self-love. Like,
actually, wow, that is a crazy. Are you a psychologist? It feels like he's, like, diagnosing us. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I wanted to be at some point, but but back to the thing of self-love, I do feel like that's very important. And to see how each of you have grown and become loving towards yourself, I feel like that's very beautiful. So I wanted to find out, like, how do you go about spreading that love to others as well in a way that you don't lose yourself, but you also, especially in, like, spaces where there's other women, where it's, like, because there's always this narrative that, you know, women have to compete against each other and, you know, it's competition. So how do you go about really spreading the love and really uplifting each other in that way?
Sure. From my own personal point, I'm Christian. So everything I do is based on scripture, is based on my faith, is based on my relationship with Christ. So that for me means then I have to love like Christ loved the church, right? And as Christ loved the church, that's how I show up for other women. And just people in general. Or let me not even say that that's how I show up. That's how I try to show up, because the journey is never really perfect. There are times where you just fall off. There are times where you don't get it right. And I think that's okay. But acknowledging the fact that I really want to try and be this person. So I really think me having a good relationship with Christ, or cultivating that relationship, has really helped me in terms of how I navigate relationships with other people and creating that safe space. So it's really led by that. And even scripture talks about the fact that, like, the most important thing ever is love. Loving your neighbor, you know. So when it's rooted from that, you really try your best to love people, to love your community, even people that are not even part of your community, to love, you know, people that even step on your toes sometimes. Like, you know, and that's what scripture talks about, you know. They're like, oh, they slap you, give them the other cheek. And you're like, damn, bro, God, like, I have to give them the other cheek. Why can't I just tussle with them? And he's like, no. Love, love, love. And you're like, oh, okay. I definitely think that's what I would do, or how I'd go about it.
Yeah. Okay. So, personally, I would have to say I agree with Vuyo completely. Mm. The thing about loving people, I have so much love to give, and it's sometimes it gets me in trouble. I won't even admit. You know, especially with sisterhood and friendship. Mm. Friendships are such a sensitive thing in my life, because I struggle to trust people because of past experiences, you know, and being friends with people is so difficult because there's so many things involved in friendship. Like, can I trust this person? Mm. Will this person take care of my heart? Will this person... Is this person a safe space? Mm. And because I felt like that so many times, I've realized that I need to be that friend to people. I always try my best to be a safe space for the woman that's in my life. Yeah. Whether it be my mother, I know she and I love therapy sessions. Like,
healthy family.
Exactly. Like, girl, tell me about your day. What's going on? Oh, this person did that. Ooh. But we love them.
Let's talk about
that. We love them, though. But yeah, like, I try my best to be a safe space to people. And especially, I'm gonna call out Madiba's Radio again. Mm-hmm. At the presenter search is really when I formed so many important friendships. Mm-hmm. The day that I went for my interview, there were so many people sitting in a line, and no one was talking to each other. It felt like a waiting room. I was like,
and everyone was probably nervous.
Yeah, everyone was nervous, and no one knew what was going on. You know, we just instructed to sit over here, you know, and wait. Everyone was waiting for the same thing, and I didn't understand as to why no one was talking to each other.
And you guys are here to, like, do the same thing, like, which is talking.
Yeah, and
why are you not talking?
I was like, hypo, guys, why is everyone so serious? And I started talking to the lady. I know. She's going to know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Mivoyo. But I started speaking to her. And wow, we just created such a beautiful friendship, especially the people that are in Diva Drive right now, my girls. I've developed such a beautiful bond with them. And I think that's really what makes me love the industry even more. Mm. But I really... it's really important for me to be a safe space. Whoever speaks to me, usually I kind of clock that they're comfortable telling me personal things or things that they're going through, especially when it comes to spiritual battles. Oh my word, tell me about it so I can tell you about mine. I love when I can just share with people. I love sharing. I'm a yapper. I'm an oversharer. Like,
same.
You're going to talk to me for 20 minutes and feel like, oh, I just want to tell you this happened and this happened. And I'm like, girl, say,
when I was five, this is what happened.
Exactly. Oh, my word. I love being that type of person because, you know, I may not have that type of person, but I'm definitely going to be that type of person for you.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure that I do it every single time.
You know what I love about what you said is you emphasized on, if I want that safe space, I have to be a safe space.
Exactly.
And it goes for everything. You want love? Be love. You want kindness?
I love that.
Be kind.
Yes.
You know, all of those. That's how you're supposed to be navigating through life. And I know people always, like, complain about friendships, especially like in women friendships.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. Yes. You know? Yeah. Because Nyani, like, for real, You want love? Be that friend that shows up.
Yeah.
You want people to show up for you? Show up.
Yeah.
You want the flowers? Give the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, like, I had to realize very early in my life that people didn't we don't grow up the same way. Mm-hmm. You know, we have different experiences. We have different, we don't have the same shared knowledge that we've learned from women in our lives. We don't have the same values.
Yeah. Yeah.
People grow up differently, and I personally cannot expect other people to have the same type of ideas and expectations as me.
Yeah, yeah, share the same sentiments.
Exactly, and it's such a bad habit to expect things from people.
Mm.
When, you know, we are so different and we've grown up differently, we need to allow each other to be ourselves.
Yeah.
And kind of come together and enrich one another
instead
of expecting things all the time. I'm such a giver. I'm a giver.
And I was about to call you out that I love givers, by the way, because I'm a giver as well. But now what I've recently learned is, but who gives to the giver?
I was about to ask that.
Who takes care of the giver?
You know, I actually saw something the other day that said, oh, you call yourself a people pleaser. How many people are pleased with you? Oh, I felt that down to my toes.
I need to drink my water.
Take a sip, girl. Take a break. Hey, after I saw that, it was actually a meme. And I was like, what type of meme is this?
This is supposed to be making me laugh.
Scandalous behavior. Why is this on my For You page? But then afterwards, I was like, hey, that's so me. But then I was like, I love that for me.
It is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
But also unhealthy.
Very unhealthy.
When done to people who don't value you the same way that you do.
Mm. And once again, it's remembering the standard you've set for yourself. And not letting just anybody come into your little space, you know, and kind of play around in your field.
For me, I'd say it starts with you.
Sure.
Wow.
When you're able to love yourself, you're able to love the next person. If you're unable to do it with yourself, you won't be able to do it with the next person.
Yeah.
Hence, it goes to me saying that.
Wait.
Yay!
Wait. You have to say that again.
Okay. It starts with you. If you're able to love yourself, you'll be able to love the next person.
Mm.
If you aren't able to do it with yourself first, you won't be able to do it with the next person.
Mm.
That is what I'm saying.
That's so true.
Can I give you a moment?
Ma'am, are you like a preacher? Do you heal people?
I am a safe space, though.
Mm. You definitely are.
I am.
I mean, with that voice, oh, gosh.
Oh, my. But yes, like I said, it starts with you. For me, I'm one person that has never had, I would say, luck in friendships. So I'm always pouring into people's cup, but most of the time, no one is pouring on my own. But that has never stopped me from being that giver. That has never stopped me from being that person that wants to do better for other people and myself as well. So yeah, that is how I spread that self-love. I have had many setbacks, but it doesn't stop me.
Mm.
I'm always there. I'm always ready to show up. I'm always ready to be a safe space and be love. I'm always ready to spread it because I am love myself.
Oh, I love that. I'm love myself.
Oh.
Yeah. Therapy session.
Like, we love the therapy session. Like, oof. Like, I'm still, like, speechless because I'm like, these are the conversations to have.
These are necessary conversations.
Because, like, we get to learn so much from each other and, like, learn so much of how to navigate this world and just being human at the end of the day. And just to see how giving and just the act of giving love, receiving love, just love as a concept is just such a beautiful thing. So to spread more love, I would like actually for like, what would you like each of you kind of say something that you admire about the next person sitting next to you? Well, since it's like it's a half circle. So like, you know, I want you guys to spread some love amongst each other because, you know, like.
Wait, how do we do that? Like one or to everyone?
I feel like to everyone.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Ma'am host, we waiting for you.
Yamkela.
Yes, ma'am.
I met Yamkela I remember the first day that we met, right? And listen, the softest, the most beautiful, lovely girl that I've ever met. Mind you, it was our first encounter. And I was just like, she's so soft. She's so beautiful. And I love that. I love the concept. I think I even said this, that changing the narrative around being in Bogota. Guys, I'm an egg, girl.
I'm a marshmallow.
I will crack if you let me go, okay? So when I saw that, I was just like, oh, I admire this so much because there's so much beauty in softness. There's so much strength in softness, you know? And there's this sense, Kuyamkela, where she's like, she's soft and bold at the same time. I'm sure you can hear it from the voice. Like, soft, but very bold. And that's the one thing that I admire.
Thank
right?
you, ma'am.
And Sherith, oh, my cutie. So Sherith, I met her when I was supposed to be helping you guys with Maximum Breakfast, right? And met her there. She's like, I'm nervous. I don't know what is going on. I was like, no, don't worry. Like, it's everything's going to be okay. And she's just there like, no, but like, I need everything to go perfectly. But like, you know, yo. I'm just like, calm down. And you can just see the emotional side in her again. The one thing about Sherith, I was even telling her today that she's so soft, guys. Like, she's a lover. Like, you can see that she wears her heart on her sleeve. Okay, like you can see it. It's her being love. She radiates love. She radiates gentleness, kindness. And that's just the one thing that I really admire about her. Don't cry.
Ms. Vuyo. Ms. Vuyo, darling. As you said, I really do appreciate what you've said about us. It really, sometimes you just need to hear from a different person's perspective. Yeah. But I actually, as we said, I met her when I started Maximum Breakfast. It was a roller coaster. There was a lot going on, and you know, Vuyo had experience, and I think that she was one of the first people that I actually texted, and I was like, girl, what's going on? What's happening? Panic. Yeah, the panic. I was like, script, what's expected, you know? And you know, there was a lot going on, and the environment was a bit unstable at the beginning, and Vuyo was just like, no, girl, this is what you do. This is how you handle this, you know? Mm. And I was like, damn, it's giving big sis, for real.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Exactly. And I don't know how it started, especially on social media.
Yeah.
But girl, let me tell you, support system, Vuyo's in the comments.
Yeah.
Vuyo is in the comments.
Every time they upload our Diva Drive episode, she's like, get it, girl. Hey, get it, girl.
I'm like, who's this? Oh, who's happening? Who's commenting? Vuyo. Vuyo is there. And I was like, damn, what? Aww. This is what sisterhood is, really. Literally, this is what I want, you know? People that also feel the same way I do and just react the same way to people. Vuyo really gives such friendship to a person. And she makes you feel comfortable, seen. The compliments I get from her stays with me all day. She really does leave an impact on me, and I think that she actually inspires me. The confidence that you have, the confidence that you have behind the mic, the words that come out of your mouth, it flows, it sounds like music to my ears, literally. I can see that you're so comfortable behind the mic, and you're in that chair like you are enjoying yourself. And I think especially as a newcomer, when nerves are controlling, you know, nerves are just controlling everything, you know, it determines how the show is going to go, how the episode is going to go. And then I'm watching you and Tsiko, like, and I'm like, wow, you know.
And this we've been nodding the whole time.
We've been nodding. Oh,
yeah.
We've been nodding, yes. And I was like, this is
that's a good point.
Literally. And I was like, wow, you know, if I can just take some time and learn, you know, and learn from people like Vuyo, I might actually just reach the level of confidence and the level of, I'm going to say, expertise that you guys have shown. Yeah, you really do inspire me.
Oh, thank you, cutie.
Yeah, I'm killer.
Darling.
Oh, my darling.
I haven't actually At the beginning, I didn't meet Yamkela. I knew her, though. We haven't met yet, but I knew who Yamkela
was. She was the girl. Yeah.
She was the girl. Actually, I think at the training session, we sat next to each other.
Yeah, right? We did that thing together.
We did the improv.
That script together. They gave us a script we did it together.
Mm. We had fun. You know, it was kind of scary, but we had fun.
Yeah. And you're all strangers at this point.
Exactly. Like, yeah, we didn't strangers. Know. No one knew each other. Like Likona, I think was Likona.
Yeah, it was him.
That just paired us together, and he was like, "Okay, you two," and I was like, "Yo, what are we doing?" And Yamkela was like, "Calm, you know, calm and just so composed." And I was like, "Damn, this girl is not stressing. I'm really stressing."
And you're using your you're always stressing.
I'm always stressing, guys. I'm a ball of stress, honestly. But yeah. And I realized from the beginning that she has such composure about her and she has a sort of peace about her. And eventually along the line, you know, semester one, semester two comes and I get the opportunity to sit opposite Yamkela and record something together for the first time. And I think we recorded for two times?
Yeah, two times.
And I enjoyed every single one of them. And even today when I heard, oh my gosh, Yamkela is joining us, I was so excited. I was like, someone that I'm comfortable with, someone that I can look at and feel happy with, you know. The face that you make when I'm speaking, it feels like in support, you know. It feels like, go on, it's like you're cheering me on.
Oh.
And that's really what you really do show sisterhood as well. And you really do leave an effect. As I say, both of you leave an effect.
Oh, what a therapy session, y'all.
Coming to Vuyo.
Oh.
Just the phrase that I am Uvuyoro Tunzoaiba, soon to be your joy, that says everything.
Oh my gosh.
That says everything. Like she mentioned, I met her. That was supposed to be my first. Radio encounter.
Yeah.
When I got here, the mics weren't working.
Mm.
And they didn't tell me that the mics weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get here. I go to the front door. I sit there and I talk. And she talks to me. And we have a conversation. I'm like, oh, so this is the Vuyo that I was about to co-host with. Okay. I'm like, okay. Okay, she's cool. And then we talk and talk and talk. And then I get to realize that maybe I've met another me.
Oh.
This is another version of me, but an older version of me, an experienced version of me. All in all, man, Vuyo is such a seed person. Vuyo is very encouraging. Vuyo motivates us. Vuyo is our biggest supporter.
Shout out.
Literally.
Like we said, every episode of the Diva Drive, Vuyo's like, get it all the time. But it's truly an honor to be surrounded by you. It's truly an honor to be known by you. It's truly an honor to be interacting with you, and we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Don't cry.
No,
you don't have to. But yes, coming to you, Sharith.
Oh.
Well, this is Sharith, if you don't know.
Yeah,
this is Sharith, my co-host.
Yes.
Yes. Sharith is always panicking, like she mentioned. Each time we do an episode, she's always panicking. We take 15 minutes to actually do the episode. Yeah, she's always panicking. She takes off the glasses and she's panicking. But I'm always there. Despite of her panicking, she always does well. She does well. She's always a ball of energy. She's filled with energy. She's always, you know, bubbly. Always there. Always shows up. That's what I love and admire about Sharith. And she's such a sweet person. She's very kind as well.
She's so kind.
A yepa, even though I'm not one.
Yeah,
I am not a yepa, but she is one. I always enjoy each and every episode. So Sharith, I'm glad to have met you.
There's even a hug.
This has been such a great episode.
Yeah, a hug from across the desk, you know.
Yes.
Like, Bluetoothing it to you.
And of course, we're not going to leave X out. X, guys.
No.
Listen.
Are you nervous?
Just the energy that you need on a day. One thing about Ligo, he'll hold me down. He will hold me down. I will be sick and tired of everything, and X will say, let's do it. Come on. You can do this. Like, come on, pump the energy. Let's go. Literally. And that keeps me going every single time. That's the work partner that you need. Because sometimes you're really having the worst of days. Mm-hmm. You're having the worst of days. And he probably doesn't even know that I'm having the worst of days. But he literally, like, changes the atmosphere. Wherever he is, shines his light. He's just a ball of light every single time. So shout out to you. You're an amazing, amazing soul.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so about to get emotional. Thank you so much. I'm speechless.
Same.
Let me join the train, chat. Let me join the train. Now I'm also gonna have to spread some love.
Oh, get comfortable.
I'm even changing position. Yeah. Like, it's time to lock in.
Feeling like you're sitting on the couch. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, where do I start? Listen, one thing I love about you is that, number one, as they also said, like, you are such a supporter. Mm. Like,
number one supporter.
Literally, like, she'll be in the stage, I'm like, go, 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 go. And it's like, and it's so motivating because it's like, you're such a supporter. You give so much love. You're very patient. You're very grounded. You're very, like, focused. But also, it's like, that softness as well. You're very, like, you're an easy person to open up to. You're understanding. And it's like, I've noticed, especially, like, since we've done a lot of shows together, both on TMS and the Weekday Shake, you like asking hard-hitting questions. Like, it feels like therapy sometimes. And I love that. I love that because it just allows you to be more vulnerable and more open and just being able to be yourself and really grow as a person. So it's like, we all listen. It's like,
thank you.
It's an emotional episode.
Lovely co-host. Like,
and I must say, the chemistry that you guys have, it's uncanny. And it really is amazing to observe.
Locked in.
Yeah.
Okay?
The Weekday, like, they're in sync. They're in sync.
The Weekday doesn't play. Like, And just to also just wrap up now our episode, of course, thank you to these gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, and women that are thriving in every space, okay? We talk about academics. We're talking about personal life. We're talking about radio, broadcasting, and everything media, honey. And all I know is that you guys are going to be taking up space everywhere you go. I trust in you, believe in you, and I'll always be your number one fans. Yeah.
Thank you.
And also, thank you, Cherith and Yamkela, for joining us. Like, literally, like, I love every episode that you guys are on. I'm just like, I'm tuned in and I'm there. And like, with Cherith, like, I love, like, your bubbly nature, like, your soft nature. I love a good yapper. I love a good yapper.
You're a yapper yourself.
You know, so it's like, I love a good yapper because it's like, period, like, this yapper, like, let's get into it. And like, literally, like, when I first saw both of your guys' videos for the presenter search, I was like, listen, the newbies that Madiba's Radio is bringing.
Talent.
Okay. Literally, like, I know everybody says this, but listen, Yamkela, your voice. Like, and not even just your voice, your confidence, the way you articulate yourself.
Aura.
Like, it's just so.
It's called aura.
Literally. And you just, like, have this such, like, this confidence that just motivates other people and just oozes on the mic in real life. And it's grounded as well. It's very, like, approachable. It's like, oh, but I see. So it's just, it's like, I'm so grateful for you guys for being here because I feel like it's been an amazing episode.
It's been an amazing one. And of course, we will be back, my honeys. We will never leave nor forsake you. But those are Jesus's words, not mine.
Amen.
Okay? But we will never leave nor forsake you. We do love you. We see you every single time. And until the next episode, from me to you, it's all love.
And of course, from me as well. And everybody, like, I feel like, what should we do? Like, just to end it off in a good note.
Yeah.
Like, should we do a cheer? Should we do, like,
cheers, Nyana. Clocket Nyana.
Yeah, Clocket Nyana. In 3, 2, 1.
Clocket!
Signing out. Bye.
Love you.